When it comes to DAB radio, the government has officially walked away from the target date of 2015 for switching off the analogue signal. At a conference this morning in London, Ed Vaizey, the communications minister, said the service had to improve and reach enough people before any big change could be imposed on the audience. The sales of DAB radios got off to a flying start a few years ago, but then they plateaued out. And while listening to digital radio is still rising, it's rising slowly. And the biggest growth is in people listening over the internet using their mobile phones. Ed Vaizey joins us now from that big industry conference in London all about DAB. Minister, this target date then of 2015, when the aspiration was to move national radio stations off FM and onto DAB, just remind us how that was meant to work.
Well, we wanted to get to 50% of radio listeners listening to radio on digital before we made a decision about whether to switch off the analogue signal. 2015 was a very ambitious target, but I wanted to keep it initially because I wanted to maintain momentum towards digital. But we haven't reached the 50% threshold. We're about 35, 36% at the moment. So today I've announced a whole series of new initiatives to encourage more people to listen to digital radio.
Perhaps I should explain that the people we can hear speaking in the background are speaking at the conference. Industry insiders have told us that no government wants to be responsible for telling millions of people they're going to have to chuck out their old FM radios. You just don't want to do that, do you?
I think that's a fair way of putting it. If I could spin it the other way, what I've always said is that the radio listener is going to drive this. So I'm not going to be in a position, and no minister would be in a position, of imposing digital radio on an unwilling public. You're in a much better place if you encourage listeners to come with you. I do think the future of radio is digital because it's a better quality of sound and you get many more choices of stations, and people who listen to digital emphatically prefer it to FM. But there are things we have to do. We have to make sure, for example, the coverage is as good as FM. That's something that we're going to put in place over the next 2 years. We have to ensure that as many new cars as possible have digital radios when you buy them, and we'll probably pass at least half of new cars in next year, probably more. And we also have to make it as easy as possible if you've got a car that's just got an FM radio in it at the moment, how to make it easier to switch. And two big retailers today are going to announce plans to ensure that all their fitters are able to fit digital radios very easily.
Can I ask you then, yes or no, are you still committed to a switchover once 50% of all listening is on DAB?
We haven't made what is known in the industry as an in-principle decision. We've said that...
haven't made one?
No, we haven't.
And OK, short answer is no.
The short answer is no. What we've emphatically said, though, is that we believe that the future is digital. There are things we want to do to make that future happen. We want to bring the radio listener with us, but we are emphatically not going to switch off FM. Your listeners don't have to worry that they're about to have to put their FM radio in the dustbin. We want to bring your listeners with us on this journey towards digital.
Now, we have to distinguish, don't we, between digital broadcasting, which you can receive over the mobile phone, over the internet, and listening to digital radio via a DAB radio, which requires masts to be set up and so on. The worry is that we've backed the wrong technology, that DAB has been overtaken now by better ways of listening to digital radio. They work better, some of them, they sound better. Doesn't the amount of internet listening suggest that?
No, I don't think so. I think internet listening has a number of issues in terms of buffering and losing signals and so on. And I think, for example, most people in the home and in the car will want to listen to what we would call a radio sitting in the corner of the room or sitting on the dashboard.
But they don't, do they? People plug their phones into the car.
I think if we were backing old technology, then you wouldn't see, for example, Germany pushing ahead with digital. France has just got on the digital bandwagon. A lot of the Scandinavian countries have announced plans to convert to digital over the next 5 or 6 years. So the whole of Europe is moving this way, just like Freeview television will always be part of the mix. Digital radio, I think, will emphatically be the main radio platform when you compare it with other options like internet radio. But I also have to say that a lot of mobile phones now in the future will probably have a digital radio chip inserted. There are plans about that being announced at today's conference as well. So it will be possible to listen to the radio on your phone, but not via the internet as well.
The people who make radios are already hedging their bets, aren't they? They're making units now that are both DAB and FM. Some do internet as well. Doesn't that tell you everything?
Well, that, I think that's a very important point. I mean, most digital radios that you buy have FM now. So if you're thinking, if your listeners are thinking at the moment, racking their brains what to buy somebody for Christmas, buy a digital radio because hopefully the coverage will be good in the area for the person you'll buy it from. But it will also have an FM receiver as well. So if you want to carry on listening
to FM, but
the
early ones didn't, did they? The early ones didn't. That's the point. They sort of switch back, hedge their bets and switch back.
I don't think they've hedged their bets. Most radios have AM, MW, FM. That's not hedging your bets, saying we could stay with AM over FM. Having digital and FM together is the right solution. We're on a journey towards digital, I think, but I think it does make the point for me that if you're thinking about what to buy someone for Christmas, go and buy a digital radio because you'll be getting an FM radio with it as well.
Ed Vasey, Culture Communications and Creative Industries Minister, thank you for coming on. Well, someone who can give us a bit more background into it is Quentin Howard. He was one of the leading figures in the world of DAB radio because he was chief executive of the UK National DAB Network. He has left that industry now, but he is at that conference. Tell us then your reaction to what's been announced this morning. How important is it?
I think it's crucial that what you're seeing this morning is the industry speaking as one. So for the first time that I can remember, in my 15 years of doing digital radio, the industry actually is agreed on a strategy and has laid out a clear roadmap for the future of radio. And it has to encompass digital and it has to encompass DAB, which is the most successful digital platform by a mile.
It has its own infrastructure, doesn't it? We've already spent quite a lot on it, haven't we? How much? Does anybody know?
I could look through the figures, but it's probably tens of millions. But in the meantime, you've been spending hundreds of millions on FM. So it's you need to compare apples with apples if you're going to go down that route.
What do you say to people who think we've bought into the wrong technology? I mean, every time we do this subject, we get a lot of emails making just that point.
Yeah, and I hear you, Winifred, going on as if you're making this line that somehow people have got it wrong. You should remember, Winifred, that half the listeners to this programme are probably listening on DAB.
Well, they are, because they'll have bought their DAB radio, won't they, in that initial flurry of hopefulness.
No, they're telling them they've got it wrong.
No, they'll have bought them in that initial flurry of hopefulness, won't they, in the way that we all did.
I don't think it's an initial flurry at all. I think you're being rude to half your listeners who've made the switch to digital. They like their DAB, that's why they listen and the figures show it. It's not the wrong platform. It's lovely to pick up on these little gems and say, oh, well, it's old technology, it's the wrong platform, everything's going to be on your mobile phone. Those are frankly wrong. It's Daily Mail type headlines, and I think you should be thinking better than that.
OK, I'll try. Tell me why the government wants to switch off the FM signal.
Right, there are a number of reasons why you should switch off FM. First of all, the industry needs a clear roadmap where it's going. And can the industry, this is from an industry perspective at the moment, not the listener perspective, we'll come to that in a minute, I guess. From the industry perspective, you don't want to be spending your transmission costs on multiple platforms. So there will be a point, like with analog TV, where it is right to switch it off. There is another element which hasn't actually been spoken about, I don't mind speaking about it, and that's the age of the transmitter network. When I built Classic FM 20 years ago, the transmitters I put in there, the FM transmitters, had a lifetime of 25 years. The BBC's FM network, which is somewhat bigger than Classic FM's, is about 25 years old now. So in the course of the next 5 to 7 years, there is going to be a real problem maintaining that network. Now, when it comes to licence fee payers' value for money, do you think the BBC should be reinvesting in a network at probably tens of millions of pounds or putting that money into completing DAB coverage?
Well, I do the questions. I do the questions, you do the answers, because I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge of whether we have DAB or FM. That's the point. Quentin Howard, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Sean. As we were reporting at the start of the programme, the government has just this morning formally announced that there will be no switch over to DAB from analogue radios in 2015. The minister responsible, Ed Vasey, told us at the start of the programme that the service had to improve a lot and reach a lot more people before the FM signal would be switched off. We've had a number of emails about them. Anne Franklin emailed to say, switch off FM and onto DAB over my dead body. We bought two DAB radios in the beginning. One is now in the bin. The other is relegated to a rarely used bedroom, but this from Bob Tarsey. I've been listening to DAB for about 10 years. I have four radios and they all work really well. Our reporter Karen Atkinson is at the Go Digital conference in London where that announcement was made. Tell us what's happening there, Carolyn.
Well, the key message is a DAB radio is not just for Christmas. It's the future of radio. It's the future for the industry. But most importantly, it is the future for the listener. The radio listener is definitely seen as king. To prove that point, they said that 17 million people across the UK were listening to radio this morning as they munched their cornflakes. Now, addressing this Digital Radio UK conference, the Minister, Ed Vaizey, who we did hear from ourselves earlier, he has said that digital is not negotiable. It is going to happen. The analogue will be switched off, but he is holding back on announcing an actual switchover date. The target, as we heard, was 2015. Now it is not going to be that soon, but certain things are going to have to happen. Listening on digital will have to hit 50% of all listening. Local, commercial and national DAB coverage will have to reach the equivalent of the current FM signal. And also getting digital radio into cars is seen as a key factor. The figures they just said about was that 20% of listening is done in cars, but 90% of cars currently don't have digital radios. So this conference is chock full of delegates from the radio industry, all of whom are incredibly passionate. They're telling the conference they're very passionate about radio, almost as passionate as the listener. There have been a number of key announcements. The conference is still going on behind me. I can tell you what's happened so far. There's going to be a digital tick. That's a quality mark for us, the consumer, to know if it's really a good digital radio, if it's up to scratch. There's going to be a smaller, better, new digital radio chip that will be implemented into a broader range of devices than ever before, so it'll go into portable radios. It'll also be putting digital radio straight into your mobile phone as opposed to having to hear it over the Wi-Fi. Halfords have announced their radio range will be 100% digital by 2015. QuickFit have said they're going to offer digital radio installation. Ford have said that digital radio will go into their transit vans, and remember, commercial drivers do listen to a lot of radio. Argus are going to offer, or still do, sorry, do offer, a digital radio adapter, and that will actually convert your domestic analogue radio to receive DAB. And finally, the DVLA have agreed that they're going to send out information about digital radio when they get in touch with you, when they write to you about your road tax.
Colin Atkinson, thank you. Well, people often compare the take-up of digital radio to the switch over to digital TV. Digital television, though, came along at just the right time, and there was a lot of new content on offer. With digital radio, the commercial sector seems to have held off offering lots and lots of new content. Paul Keenan is the head of Bauer Media. He runs the huge commercial stations, including Kiss, Magic and Planet Rock. Could I ask you, first of all, then, for your reaction to today's announcement that this aspiration to switch over national radio from FM to DAB has been put back?
Well, I think there's a real unity around the industry that the future for radio is digital, and that digital is good for radio and is good for the listener. What we find increasingly is that listeners love the increased choice that digital and DAB radio brings. It's easy to tune and it's always on and available. And for that reason, I think there's a lot of excitement about the direction in which we're headed.
Does it bother you that there's no new date?
I think that from our point of view and those of our colleagues, we are of the view that it's a matter of when now, not if. Radio will be digital. There will be a set in every household in the UK in 10 years' time called a radio. And we think that's brilliant because people in the UK love their radio, and DAB and digital offers them more of it. It offers them more choice, but not so much choice that it's paralyzing. And switch it on, and immediately you're confronted and get to enjoy a curated array of some of the world's best radio. Who wouldn't like that?
Do you think we've bought into the right technology?
I think the technology is fine. I think that
it's only fine. You don't sound enthusiastic.
I think we are committed to DAB.
Yes, we're here because we're here.
We can see that prices of sets are going to come down, and we can see that there is a unity amongst the car industry that they're going to help us convert cars to be able to receive DAB. That's a really important, critical step forward for the future.
How many truly new offerings are there from commercial radio available on DAB? You know, stations that are only available on DAB radio.
I think over the recent years, there's been multiple new offerings. Our own Kiss, previously only available in London, is now available nationally. We've also been able to take two parts of Kiss's offer, Kistry and Kiss Fresh, and launch new services on digital, and we'll roll that out on DAB next year. We have a beautiful station called Planet Rock, which is only available on digital, was born in DAB digital radio. Services like Absolute and Absolute 80s are, I think, delighting people.
Paul Keenan, head of Bauer Media, thank you very much for coming on.